Thank you, Rabbi Leibowitz. Rabbi Leibowitz has given me the topic to speak about halacha, the interplay between Kabbalah and halacha. I was inspired to speak about a topic that I was always wanted to discuss. I'm not on the level of Rabbi Leibowitz of being a posek, so I figured I'd do something a little more basic, the differences of different types of Gemara learning, the learning of Shmaitza, halacha, versus learning Agadata. And the Masechta Sofrim quotes from Rabbi Shua ben Levi that Agadata HaKosva Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. A person who writes Agadata, who puts it together into a book, such an individual, Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. And a person who darsha, one who darshens Agadata, Mischarech, he gets burnt, he gets singed from the fire of Gehenim. And Hashoma, the one who listens to Agadata, says Rabbi Shimon Levi, Einu Mekabel Schar. He doesn't get any reward for writing it, for learning it, for darshening it. There's no schar at all for learning Agadata. But then there's a few other statements of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Marbab Basar Daf Tes tells us that Kol Ragil Asos Tzedakah, a person who's ragil to give tzedakah, Zoche Habilei Banim Bali Chachma, his children are going to be wise individuals, they're going to be Bali Osher, wealthy individuals, and Bali Agada. So one of the rewards for giving tzedakah is being a Bali Agada. So even though just moments before we said Rabbi Shimon Levi thought it was a very negative thing to learn and to teach Agadah, here he says, it's one of the schar, it's Bali Agada, your children will be Bali Agada. And the Gemara Brachos tells us, and this happens a few places in Shas, that there are individuals. In this case, the Gemara Brachos Daf Yud tells us that Mar Ukva was Mesader Agadata Kame Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He'd review over Agadata in front of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So what was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's position about Agadata? Was it something that was positive, that he learned, he studied? Or was it something negative that he thought was very, very terrible to do? You shouldn't learn it, you shouldn't write it, you shouldn't darshan it. So let's put that question of Rabbi Shimon Levi's position behind us, in the back of our mind, and let's go through different Gemaras about the perspective of learning Agadata. So the famous Gemara in Pesachim and Maseches Shabbos tells us, Ki hod Rabba, when Rabba mekamid the pasuk le the Rabbanan, before he'd give a shir, he would amar milsa de b'dichusa. He would say a joke. Machlok is what the dichusa was. It could be a joke. It could be some agadata gemara. Baduchu Rabbanan, the Talmidim would begin to laugh. And then vasof, yasu be'imasa. Then they'd sit with Ema, with Pacha, to pasach b'shmaisa. He'd give a shir in halacha. So it sounds like the b'dichusa, this type of agadata, was simply a pesach, an introduction to learning halacha. But the halacha was really the ikr. Then the Gemara in Shabbos tells us one time, Shal she'ela zu le'ela me Rabbi Tanchum. They once asked the question to Rabbi Tanchum. They asked him the question, Ma'o lichbots, what's the halacha about extinguishing a fire, mekame be'isha b'shabasa? An isha with an aleph at the end, someone who's sick. Someone who's sick and needs to go to sleep, can you turn out the fire to help the chola? So Rabbi Tanchum says, Pasach v'amar, he opens up and says, Ant Shlomo, you Shlomo, Ant Chachmasa, what a great Chacham you are, Asuchun Sacha, not only do your words contradict your father David HaMelech, but they contradict your other words that you've said. So he's not answering the question. And there's a whole blot of Gemara and Shabbos until he answers the question at the end. So Rashi says, and then they'd answer the question. First they'd start with some drasha, some agadata, in order to embrace them, to excite the Talmidim, to make them besimcha. And then once the besimcha, their lev is opened up, then they go down to the meat and potatoes, go into the ikr halach of shmaitza. So the whole goal of dichusa, of agadata, is simply to make a person besimcha, so that they can listen to the halacha. But the halacha is really the ikr. So the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samech Mabez, tells us that one time Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, they're always together. They're masmin chavrusas, but they're always hanging out with each other. At one time, they were sitting in front of their Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So one of them, for whatever reason, we never know who says what. It's always Mar says this, Mar says something else. So one of the two, between Rav Ami and Rav Asi, said, Lema Mar, let Rebbe say Shmaita. Let's hear Dvar Halacha from Rebbe Yitzchak. The other one said, Mar Amar Lai, Lema Mar Agadata. I want to hear some Agadata from Rebbe Yitzchak. So then he, Pasach Lema Mar, so Rebbe Yitzchak started to open up his mouth to say an Agadata. But Lo Shavak Mar, the other one didn't let him say the Agadata. So then he went for the approach, I'll go for the halacha. So Pasach Lemeimar Shmaita, he wanted to say halacha. Lo Shavak Mar, the other guy didn't let him say anything, so he was there, couldn't say a thing. So Rav Yitzchak says, let me tell you what this mashal is like. It's like, Lo Adam Sheyesh Lo Shtei Nashim, a man who has two wives. Achas Yalda, Yachas is a Kena, one's a younger wife, one's an older wife. So the Yalda, the younger wife, is Malaki Lo Levanos, taking out all the white hairs because she wants her husband to look younger with only a black beard, no white hairs. And the Zakena, the older wife, is Malaki Hades Lo Shchoros, taking out the black hair so he only has a white beard. So what happens? In the end, I'm boiled from all places. I've got no hair. My white hairs are taken out, my black hairs taken out. I've got nothing left. You're not letting me say Agata, and you're not letting me say Agata either, Halacha either. So at the end of the day, he found the Pasuk that he was able to darshan both the Halacha and Agata from the very same Pasuk. So what's the nimshel here about the younger girl and the older girl, the black hairs and the white hairs? So the Ben Yehoyada explains that when it comes to younger Talmidim, they need the Agadata first to get them into learning, get the Simcha. But the real Iker is the Shemaitre, the real Iker is the Halacha. So the younger one wanted all the Agadata. But once you get to an older, you know, older age and more advanced in your learning, so you don't need the Agadata. You can do away with the Agadata and you go right into the meat and potatoes and learn the Halacha, the Lamdis. That's what was going on here. That's the debate. So the Zakena, the older wife, is referencing the more advanced learner. And he didn't need the Agata, so he got rid of all the black hairs. He was going for the white hairs only. That's the Shmaisa. This is shows the Agata is very inferior, of course. Very disparaging of the perspective of Agata. There's yet another Gemara in Sota Daf Mem, which tells another story of Rabbi Abohu, Rabbi Chia. Both these Amaram one time visited a place, doesn't say which place. Rabbi Abohu darshin be'agadata, and Rabbi Chia darshin b'shmaisa. One gave a shir in agadata, one gave a shir in halacha. And shavku chulialma, everyone left Rabbi Chia's shir of halacha, and they went to Rabbi Abohu's shir of agadata. So Rabbi Chia, no one's getting listening to his shir. Everyone left him. So chalash daiti. So Rabbi Chia got very, very insulted by this. Everyone left his shir to go hear the agadata shir. So he says, I'm going to tell you the mashal. So Rabbi Abohu wanted to make him feel better. Everyone went to Rabbi Abohu's shir on Nagata. So he said, Rabbi Chia, let me tell you what this situation is like. It's like a situation of Shnei Bnei Adam, two people. Echad Mocher Avarim Tovos. One guy is selling very expensive jewelry. V'yachad Mocher Minei Sidekas. Others are selling something very cheap, let's say plastic forks or something. Ami Kofsin, who's going to get more sales? The one who's selling the cheap item, the cheap plastic spoon, because it's much cheaper. You can't afford the thousands of dollars for the expensive jewelry. So too, I'm selling plastic forks. The Agata, it's nothing. It's fluff. So everyone's coming to me. It's easier to understand. You're selling the hard stuff. It's much harder to comprehend all the halacha and the lumness. That's why no one's going to you. But really, the halacha that you're giving, the shmaita, is much on a much higher level. That's what the Gemara says. So we see from all of this, the halacha is much more important than the Agata. But then when Rashi comments on this Gemara, he says something very important, which needs to be understood. He says, Lahafiz daito hu omer. Rabbi Abohu said that he only said this to make Rabbi Chia feel better. But really, he didn't feel that way himself. Really, he felt, what? That Agata was on a much higher level than that of the Shmaitza. So the Eitz Yosef, one of the commentaries, the Mefarshim on the Ein Yaakov, he says, it doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom that Agata is really like a bunch of cheap forks and knives. He means that it's easier to attain. It's more accessible. But it's a mala hagada higdola. Learning agata is in a very, very high level. And he quotes the Sifrei and Devarim, Ritzoncha lahakis misha amar haya olam. If you want to recognize a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the one who created the world, limud hagada, learn agata. By learning agata, you're going to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. That's the value, that's the godless of agata. But why was it in a lesser level? Why was it compared to cheap forks and knives? Only because it was easier to understand, but not because it was on a lesser level than Shmaitzer. So many of the Mefarshim on the in Yaakov and the Hakdama quote the Rambam in Perish of Shnayos. The Rambam talks about the different categories of Gemara we have. So the fourth and final halacha or category he's discussing is Drush and Agata. He says, HaDrush Shehuvu HaTalmid, the Drushes and the Agata that the Gemara brings, Ein Lachshov Shukal Chashivas. Don't think that's lesser in its importance. Or the purpose is on a very minimal. Kihula tachlis gedolim od, says Ramam. The purpose is very, very, very important. B'mashu kolel min ha-remazim ha-amukim. It includes many, many deep hidden secrets. Vanyonim haniflam, wondrous concepts. L'fishim yiyun ma'amik. If you delve into it in great depth, ba'os and hadrashas, you're going to understand the remazim that are there. Ukshetabit behem pipshutan. If you read the surface reading of each of these Gemaras, these Agadatas, these stories, Timsa behem neged hamuscha. It's going to go against any logic or intellect. They make no sense, a lot of these stories. Masha ein lamal bimenu. Nothing stranger than this. V'asu kach. Why would they do this? L'inyanim niflam. They do this for two reasons, he says. Echad, says the Rambam, they hid it in such a way. L'orer havanas halomdim. So those who learn it, they have to delve into it to appreciate it and have a greater understanding. If it's given over in a silver platter, they're not going to appreciate it. So they made it in such a hidden way, so they have to really delve into it in great depth. And number two is they wanted to make sure that those who weren't worthy weren't learning it. So they hid it in such a way. But says the Rambam, this Agata, again, has tremendous remazim hamukim v'nyanim niflam. It's not just nothing that we do away with. Someone just told me the other day a story of a friend of his in Torah Das, and the Rebbe was giving a shir. He was going through a story in the Gemara about a bear swallowing up a person. I remember the whole story. And the Talmud said, "This doesn't make any sense. Why would the Gemara make such a story about a bear swallowing up a person?" And the Rebbe kicked him out of the class and said, "Go to the Rosh Hashiva. Can't ask questions like that." So he went to the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Gedalia Shor, and he tells him what happens. Rav Shor says, "Sit down, let's learn the Gemara together." So he sits down, learns with him. He says, "You know what the bear means? The bear means the Yetzer Hara. And the person is you." And explaining that it's not meant to be understood on the surface. He didn't say this, but the Magid Shir didn't know what to do with it. He was giving a lam de Shashir. He didn't know what to do with the Agadah Gemara. They don't learn Agadah in yeshivas. Rav Gedalia Shor knew what to do with it, so he explained it. And not meant to be taken literally, but there's something deeper. There's a lesson for us, whether that's Alpi Sod, or whether there's supposed to be some level of Musar. But that's the point of Agadah, not to be skipped. It's all very important. So then that begs the question, why did many of the Rishonim, like the Rif, completely erase the Agata from his Sefer, the Rif? You look in the back, he cuts out all the Havaminas and all the Rayas and all the disproofs and the rejections, and he erases all the Agata and all the story. So if it's so important, why did the Rif erase all of it? So he says, so the Ein Yaakov writes in the Akdama as follows. The Ein Yaakov says that the Rif's goal was very different. If we're expected to learn Halacha, we're now on the level of the Rishonim, we could go through all Shas, and then sift through everything and put together the different Rishonim and the Gemaras and Paskin in a certain way, we're not on that level. So the Rif saw that in his generation, the Hamunam needed some help with the Paskin Halacha. So he tried to abridge everything and come to a very clear Halacha. He says, the Rif's idea, lo ha'isa daito lif soles rachman al tzlan, he wasn't having in mind to discredit all the Agata Chas v'shalom. Amam namach shavaso zaka bar, his idea was to have a clear mind, Meis Hashem Ha'isalo, Lahoro says Bnei Yisrael to teach them, Ulahar Lahem Lech Leches Yomim V'Laila, to pave a very derech k'sara, a short path to get to the bottom line. That was his goal, Psak Halacha, not to Chas V'Shalom discredit any of the Agata, and that was the goal of the Rif. Now the Rif doesn't speak about Agata, at least any of the writings that we have, but the Rambam clearly tells us the great, great level, all the hidden secrets that are revealed in the Agata. So now we have two different sets of halachas. Two different types of learning. There's Shmaitza, which is the brain, and then there's the Agata, which is the lev. And that's what the Gemara in Chagiga tells us, that Ein, not that Gemara, where's the Gemara wanted here? That Eilu Bali Agada, what's a Bali Agada? Shemoshchen Libo Shel Adam Kimaim Ba'agada. What it does, it draws the heart. It's the emotion. The Agata is supposed to draw the lev, not only as a Pesach into Halacha. It's supposed to be a learning in its own right to affect the emotions, to affect the lev, while the halach and the shmait is supposed to affect the brain. There's a story that Rav Shechter brings down in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav, that when he's in Boston once, he was giving Shirin Tanya. He gave Shirin Tanya one morning. And the next day, the Talmidim said, "Rabbi, we're not interested in Tanya here. We want to learn halach. We want to learn real stuff." And Rav Soloveitchik was very insulted. He says, "They want Soloveitchik's mind. They don't want Soloveitchik's heart." And he learned Tanya, he learned these things, but the Talmidim didn't want him at the time. There are two areas of Gemara. There's Halacha, which is the mind, and then there's the Agata, which is the area of the lev. And there are differences. We don't pass in Halacha. Ein Mishit and Ein Lamedim Halacha Ba'agata. It serves a completely different purpose. We learn Halacha from Shmaitza. We don't learn Halacha from Agata, because that serves a completely different purpose. It's brought down in the Midrash and the different types of Midos that the Torah Nidreshes Behem. We know the Yud Gimel Midos of Rabbi Yishmael. There's also 32 Midos of Rabbi Eliezer. So what's the difference between the 13 and then 32? So the Shlach says that Rabbi Eliezer's 32 Midos is learning Agadata. He didn't say this, but the Lamed Tes, the 32 is Lamed Beis, Lev, connected to the Lev Lechara. And the 13 Yud Gimel Midas of Rabbi Yishmael is to have a darshan halacha. It's completely two different areas of learning of Torah Shabbat Peh with two different sets of drashas, how to darshan Agadata versus halacha. The Shulchan Aruch brings down, based on the Tosefta, if Shnaim Shashalu, two people ask you a question. Two people come to you at the same time with the same child, or they text you with two shilas. Who do you answer first? So if one's asking you kinyan on topic, you're giving a shir. One guy's asking you something related to the shir. One guy's off topic. So you address the guy who's asking you a question related to the topic. Let's say one's asking you a halacha l'maisa shayla, one guy's shein halacha l'maisa. One's a lambda shayla, a theoretical shayla, and one's a halacha l'maisa shayla. You have to answer the halacha l'maisa shayla first. If someone's asking you halacha versus medjish or halacha versus agadata, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to answer the halacha first. Because when it comes to halacha l'maisa is more pressing. But it's not to say that agadata or medjish is inferior. It just that's not the point of needing to know it right now for to put into action. It just serves a completely different purpose of emotion of the leif. Now, throughout Shas, we have different types of personalities. Some were more nota, some were more inclined towards agadata, others more inclined towards halacha. So, you have a few places in Shas where Rabbi Kiva is giving a pshat and an agadata story. And there's a famous one, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Zayin and Beis tells us that they're learning about the Tzfardeya of Makas Tzfardeya in Mitzrayim. In Rekiva Darshan, that we all learn in, it's a fun shot, that there's one big frog, and they hit the frog, and the other frogs would come out. So they said to Rekiva, what are you doing Agata? Leave this world of Agata, and stick to Taro, stick to Olo, stick to Halacha and Isser Veheter. You have no place here in Agata. And whether that's true or not, that's a whole other story. But you see their understanding, their perspective of Rabbi Kiva was really immersed in the world of Shmaitza and nothing to do with Agadata. Then you have others who are really immersed in Agadata only and nothing to do with Halacha. So the Maariv Tzchias in his Hakdama, he's an introduction to Agadata. He says there are a few people in Shas, a few Tanaim in Shas, who were given their name because they really were learning Agadata. But there are a few times where they had one Halacha they said. And they're given their name based on that one halacha they had said. So what does that mean? So there's an individual in the Gemara Baba Tzia that tells us his name is Rabbi Yitzchak Megadla. We don't have last names in the Gemara. So Rabbi Yitzchak has a one halacha he tells us in Maseches Baba Tzia, referring to some coins that were lost. If it was in the shape of a migdal of a tower of some sort of stairs. So it's therefore it's a simon that it was left there on purpose. So that's why I got the name of Yitzchak Megadla, because that was the halacha he gave, but that was the only halacha he gave. He was immersed in learning Agadata. And then there's an individual by the name of Rabbi Zuhuma. Why? Because he once gave a halacha, Kishem Shemazum Pasul Avoda, Kach Mazum Pasul Abracha. Something is disgusting, your hands are dirty, you can't do the Avoda, so you can't do the Avoda. So his name is Rabbi Zuhuma, because that's the one halacha he said, but he was normally learning Agadata. Hey, he brings a few other examples of individuals who really were focused on learning Agata, and once in a while said a halacha here or there. So some are like Rabbi Akiva who are learning Shemaitza, and others were learning Agata like these individuals. And then you have those, of course, who bridge the gap and learn both, such as Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that Aflam Chesim Abeis, Ki Avadarish Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir would be darshing and pirkan, giving a shir. Avadarish Tilsa Shemaitza, Tilsa Agata, Tilsa Masle, which is Mashalim. A third of the shir would be a halacha. A third of the shir would be Agata. The third shir would be giving Mishalim over. So he was able to really deal with both sides, both Agata and Shmaitza. So every person has different nitios, different inclinations, what they are drawn towards, whether it be Halacha, whether it be Agata, whether it be both. But we see that they're all true and they serve different purposes. One's Belev and one's Bimach, one's in the brain. So now that being said, so how could it be Shuban Levi tell us that one who writes Agata, Hakosu Agata, the Gemara told us, the Tosefta told us, the one who writes it gets no Olam Haba, the one who darshins it is mischarich, gets burned, and the one who listens to it gets no schar for learning. So the Radbaz deals with this stira in Rabbi Shuban Levi. And he says, as we know, the Torah Shebaal Peh, Yata Rasha Lakosu, the Gemara in Gittin tells us, Torah Shebechsav is not allowed to be said Baal Peh, you cannot say Psukim by heart. And Torah Shabbat Peh is not supposed to be written down. It's a deraisa to write down Torah Shabbat Peh. But as we know, Bimei Rebbe, the times of Rebbe, Hitiru Lichtov HaMishnah, he permitted writing down Mishnayos, Mishumeis Lasos LaShem, because they were concerned they're going to forget the Mishnayos. So Rebbe started to record all the Mishnayos, the special Eish Lasos LaShem. However, the Agadata, says the Radbaz, Nishara B'Yisura, the Agadata, which is also Torah Shebal Peh, remained B'Isir, Kasher B'Tchila, Shelo Nitna Lihikasev. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi only permitted writing Mishnayos, Halacha, Shmaitza, but he did not permit writing Agadata. So there was an Isser. And that's what Yeshua Levi was talking about. Hakosfo, he says, the one who writes it, that's the person who doesn't get Olam Haba, because there's an Isser to write down Torah Shabbat Peh. This was not included in the Heter of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. So that's the case. If it's really because there's just one Isser, a small Isser, writing down Torah Shabbat Peh, Eich Hichmir Kuli Hai, Rebbe Yeshua Levi. How is he so Machmir? So one who writes it, they violate an Isser. You get Malkos for it. But to say the person doesn't have Olam Haba, that's pretty extreme. So says the Radbaz, Da ki yesh ba'agada, davar nigla v'nister. There's certain things that are revealed in Agadata, and certain things that are hidden. V'anigla moshech hazalev. So the nice stories, the surface understanding is what moshech hazalev makes us feel good. It's what we would call that fluff, to open up a sheer, nice little joke. That's a bedichusa. But there's also the nister that's in that Agadata. Only those who were privy to know the depth of all these stories. And that's why he said, Imkena Kosev Agata Ohadarsha, one who writes it or darshans it and makes it to the rabbim, makes it available to the public, then he writes, Roy La Onish Gada. That's why such a person is deserving of such a great onish. That's what's Pshat Rabbi Shimon Levi. Of course, he was Masader Agata. People learned in front of him. That was Baal Peh. He taught us Talmidim Baal Peh what Agata was. But to write it down and make it for the public, that's why he says, Akosro, such a person, ain lo chelik lo mhaba. But after time went, hashta, nicha, disle Yeshua ben Levi, that was only when he'd pass on pel peh. But after some time, it came that even though during the time of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, they did not allow Agatha to be written, during the times of Zmano Shel Ravina Rav Ashi, during the times of the completion of the Gemara, then they wrote it down because they realized now it's Eish Lasos LaShem can be applied to Agadata as well. From the times of Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi to Ravina Rav Ashi, there are still people who were able to know Baal Peh what the Nister, what the Agadata was. But then those people started to forget. So now Ravina Rav Ashi said, now it's time, Eish Lasos LaShem, we need to start recording even the Agadata. And that's what happened here. V'lo kasu sefer ba'anfei nafshi, but they did not want to write the Agadata in a separate sefer. Ela ma'amarim mefuzarim, they wanted to disperse it throughout the Bavli, Big Gemara, Kidei Shemish Ein Yodea Sod, for those who don't know the Sod, HaMaimer Yistapek B'Sipur HaGadah, they'll be happy with the pleasant, the nice stories that are being told. They view it as stories, strange stories, it's fun, it's light, it's a nice little break between the intense Gemara. But those who know the depth of it, Mishiyavin Sod HaMaimer, Al Yedekach Yizkor, then they're going to remember, oh, that was that Sod that my Rebbe taught. I see it written, it's going to jog their memory. That was the goal. So during the times of Yeshua ben Levi, there was no heter yet to write it down. It wasn't until later on, during the times of Ravina Rav Ashi, was there a heter of Eish Lasos LaShem. So we see that there's a purpose for both Agadata and Shmaitza, for learning the Halacha and for learning the Agadata. Certainly some are more drawn to Halacha and not into the Agadata. Some are drawn to the Agadata, not to Halacha, but there should always be mutual respect for each other. And then there are those who like to do both, learn Agadata and Halacha. Yiritz Hashem Yishbizocha, the times of the Gur refers to, when the Ora Gunna, that hidden light of the Agadata, of the Sod, will be revealed to all of us. Amen.